Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Afternoon at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, beautiful little Tuesday. It's Rop and Souk.
That was supposed to be warmer today.
Well,
it didn't feel warmer when I was walking my dogs this morning.
It wasn't. You know, I too thought it was supposed to be warmer, and I went and hit golf balls because of that.
Yeah.
And it was cold.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't like just, oh, it's slightly warm. No, it was still cold.
No, it was cold.
It was cold as balls.
Reverberating hands.
Yes.
Never good.
No.
When you miss hit one.
right off the hosel.
Whoa. We don't talk of those things.
Hosel rocket?
We don't speak of those. Ryan Buckley over there.
Hello.
And Big Souk, Jason Sicanic.
Right here.
In the flesh. We have a big, big, big hour planned for you.
Well, two, hopefully.
Bet you didn't know that.
No, full show.
Yeah. It says here, AFC Championship Crab Dip Extra.
Ooh, an extra crab dip. Heat it up in the microwave, I hope. And if you do that, sprinkle a little Parmesan on there when you heat it up. And it gives it a little crunch.
You know what else I found out today? I found out a big sports fact.
You did?
I did. And I'm going to share it with you now.
Well, I'm ready.
Tomorrow is National Signing Day.
Yes, it is.
The second one.
The second
again?
One.
Again?
Well, there's an early signing period, and then there's this one.
God.
But the first one...
They've got to streamline this crap, don't
they?
The
first one is the bigger one.
The first one has become the bigger one. Basically, they felt like there was all this excessive waiting, and a lot of players who wanted to try to graduate early, enroll early, be ready for spring ball. An earlier signing allows more guys to be part of it, so there aren't as many people signing tomorrow, okay. But... Yeah.
But we got more signings.
There are more signings.
There are a handful of blue chips out and there that more... Morgan isn't on.
More Dan Lanning tweeting out little ducks.
Maybe.
Because yes.
He has to tweet out a duck every time they get a guy.
Yeah, you get a guy, and then the Huskies, they tweet out Wolf. The Beavs, I think they do a chainsaw, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that might be right.
Yeah, it's
a whole... UCLA does 8 clap.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
And Alabama, by the way, has 9 5-star recruits, and it's the greatest recruiting. It's the highest-ranked recruiting class of all time.
Again? Well, then wasn't that true last year?
I don't think they've ever had 9 5-stars.
No one's ever had 9 5-stars.
What's the highest?
I don't know, but it's not 9, so...
I think it might have been Bama with 6 or 7, or Texas with 6 or 7, but I don't think anyone's been in this era before.
So the idea is that Alabama had fallen off and that the dynasty was over, and now they did this. And I love how Alabama's dynasty ending is them finishing 5th in the country.
They had 2 losses by a fingernail, right?
But yes, 2 losses on the last second, and they finished 5th in the country, and people are like, Alabama's over.
Hey, I'm writing them off.
And then they start. Then they got 9 5-star kids.
Coming up tonight in the club, this will be the second hour, which will also be great. The ultimate hide-and-seek strategy we have for you. Mm-hmm. And let's de-age Tom Hanks, shall we?
De-age him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Benjamin Button style? Like run it back?
It is CGI, bro.
It is kind of weird when you see young Tom Hanks. Is there a greater gap in the work that someone has done between young Tom Hanks bosom buddies bachelor party, Joe versus the volcano, Tom Hanks, and the Tom Hanks we think of now.
So Tom Hanks, bosom buddies, was not young to you?
No, that is
young Tom Hanks.
Just compared to now.
Look at the work that Tom Hanks was doing.
And now he's a superstar.
Like, put him doing the piano on Big up next to him with the Somali pirates. And
He's now like this very regal, and he does all these very respected kind of roles. And he was in Bachelor Party. He was in Bosom Buddies, where he dressed up as a girl because the apartment that he wanted to live at with his buddy was a female-only apartment. So he put on a wig and a fake bra, and that's what they did.
Didn't the other Bosom Buddy die recently?
I think he did die. I don't want to put. I don't want to Jim J. Bullock him, but I think he did indeed die.
All right, it's time now for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Can confirm, dead.
Peter Scolari?
That's correct. Character's name Henry Desmond, but yes, Peter Scolari.
Further proof the Pro Bowl and the now Pro Bowl games are a joke. Ravens quarterback Tyler Huntley has been added to the Pro Bowl games rosters.
He has two touchdown passes.
He started four games. He has two tutties.
He has two tutties and I think six picks. And he's in the Pro Bowl.
That's crazy. Like, what? They couldn't find anybody else?
They kept trying, and I think he ended up being like the eighth alternate. And they came down
so
to
nobody
him.
Wanted to do it? Well, or everybody's hurt?
And injuries.
Injuries.
So the AFC quarterbacks will be Trevor Lawrence, Derek Carr, and Tyler Huntley.
Yes, and Lawrence and Carr were the other two replacements that agreed to go. And then everyone else, like Josh Allen, no. Patrick Mahomes was no. Obviously, he was playing in
Burrow,
it.
So Burrow just saying no, or is he hurt?
Burrow said,
he said, screw you, I'm Joe Burrow.
No, I'm not doing this. So they just kept going down the list, and they needed one more. And I guess Huntley was like the eighth alternate, and so here you go.
Can I ask this question? Why was he the eighth alternate?
Number four.
I'm not going to let loose at this. I'm like a pit bull here.
I will find.
Why is he eighth?
I will find you the.
He should be like 30th.
I'll find you the pecking order of how it went, and we'll see. Maybe we'll do that next segment.
I want that.
I want the break. I will do some research and find out.
Seven quarterbacks that should be there before him.
Well, apparently not. Well, he was the eighth, so there was seven before.
Well, no, but I mean even more. Seven more.
So he should have been the 15th.
Yes, at least, if not 30th. Washington offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb is staying at UW.
He's a big deal.
This is after meeting with Nick Saban about the Alabama OC job. Also, the Blazers have announced a public memorial for legendary broadcaster Bill Shonley. It'll be at the Memorial Coliseum on Monday, March 13th at 4 p.m., right during our show.
By the way, seriously, though, think about if you're Washington. You managed to keep Penix from going into the NFL, and you managed to keep your offensive coordinator from going to Alabama. I mean, that's
well, but do we know if he was offered the job? I mean, Alabama was like, no, we don't.
Bama wanted him, but he's coached for like 16 years with DeBoer. Like, he is DeBoer's guy. So, and the idea of Penix coming back, managed to keep him.
Major League Baseball 2023 schedule, there will be one big change. In-division games will go down, so you won't get as many games against the teams in your division. It goes from 76 per team to 52 per team, which allows all teams this year to play everyone in both leagues at least once. So that's kind of cool. You will play every single team in Major League Baseball, regardless of your league.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. That's the way it should be.
You don't need all this. No. You don't need all of those division games.
No, you still have 52 of
exactly.
Them. Opening day is Thursday, March 30th. All teams will be in action, including your Mariners hosting the Guardians. Remember, Seattle is the site of the All-Star game this year, which will be on July 11th.
Good luck getting tickets to that. I'm trying. It's not working.
The Mexico City series between the Padres and Giants will be in late April. And then in London, you're going to have the Cubs and Cards June 24th and 25th.
There's nothing worse than looking at like, the Mariners schedule on a game you want to go to and finding the plays. Damn it.
The game you want to go to.
Like you're like, hey, let's go up this weekend. Who are they playing? Then you find out they're playing the A's or the Rangers. You're like,
the Rangers.
Well, it's the A's. That's just your next chance to see the next great prospect to play for one of the top six funded franchises.
Or the Rangers this year. You know, they got DeGrom.
Yeah.
You could be seeing DeGrom there.
Screw him.
Houston Texans have become the first franchise in history to hire three consecutive black head coaches, nabbing Niners defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, the problem with that is you can hold that up, but you also were the first team to fire two African-American coaches after being there for 1 year. So let's not give them an attaboy here and slap them on the back for their diversity hirings.
This is a six-year deal. He will have the number one pick in the draft. He'll also be charged with improving the worst run defense since the 0-16 Lions. A report from Ian Rappaport that Ryans was Denver's top choice, and when they didn't get him, they pivoted to Sean Payton. Meanwhile, the Niners are interviewing Panthers interim coach, or former interim coach, Steve Wilks, for their now vacant defensive coordinator position.
And Wilks should have been the head coach in Carolina. He did enough to win that job. So I think the only thing we have left now is the Colts and the Cardinals are still without a head coach.
Number one.
And number one is indeed the Broncos finalizing compensation to the Saints in order to free up coach Sean Payton, who will be signing in Denver. The Broncos are sending their 2023 first-round pick and their 2024 second-round pick to the Saints for Sean Payton and New Orleans' 2024 third-round pick. So it ended up costing them 1-1, and then they swap a second and a third. The Broncos' odds to win the Super Bowl dipped from plus 4,000 to plus 2,800, and I have two words: let's ride.
They only got the one back because they gave up Bradley Chubb to Miami. They didn't have that one. That was part of the Russell Wilson deal, but they got it back. So essentially you could say that they gave up, three ones and three twos? And some role players like Noah Fant.
Yeah, if you're saying for Wilson and Payton.
And Sean Payton.
They gave up three ones, three twos, a five. Drew Locke.
Noah Fant
and Shelby Harris.
Yes. And you got back a third rounder and then Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. So
that's a lot. And by the way, I misspoke. The Bears have the number one pick, Texans number two.
Yeah. So they'll end up either with Stroud or Bryce Young, but they will get their franchise quarterback in number two. Also have the number 12 pick. They have a bunch of draft capital. So basically, Ryans is getting a clean slate there in Houston.
That is your Hot 5 at 5. Our AFC Championship Crab Dip Extra segment is coming up next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what I want more of?
What do you got?
Can I tell you? I want more of that play where Travis Kelce catches and then pitches to McKinnon.
The hook and ladder.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that play.
But I'll tell you what.
I want more of it.
To have that.
They almost did it twice.
That in that situation, that's, you just don't see that. I mean, that's a desperation.
Didn't it used to be called the hook and lateral?
Yeah, and I think it's just been shortened to hook and ladder because it sounds more fun, like a fire engine.
Yeah. Like,
fun trick play.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it was hook and lateral, and now
that's what I thought. I always thought it was
people
hook and
just
lateral.
Call it hook and ladder now because it's more fun that
ladder.
Way. Yeah.
Just changed a letter. I love that play. I think that football needs more pitches. Remember the coach, the high school coach? We talked about him.
Yeah.
Who's got this killer offense. I don't know where he is, but he a lot of his offense is predicated upon pitches in various...
right until one gets picked off and runs the other way.
Sure. Yes, they're risky, but if you practice it a lot and you know when to not do it, because I feel like sometimes they're very... cavalier about it. Like sometimes, you know, when the
did you see
you know when the quarterback just has to do the little flip out to the running back, like those are always dangerous.
Well, the option used to be a part of you know college football, and you know
so I think it needs to be high percentage you know pitches.
Did you see the Patriots versus the Raiders this year?
Oh my God, the one that ended on the last second.
Yeah. But that's not high percentage pitches. That's just dumb.
Here's the thing that I'll say about that is like you've seen the numbers, or at least we have in the past, where an onside kick success rate in an onside kick situation versus a non-onside kick situation, like when you're expecting it versus not, the effectiveness goes through the roof when the team, if it's in the second quarter or whatever it is, not at the end of the game.
And that's what Kansas City did. Kansas City
And so that's the thing. I feel like it's, you know, the timing of the game, everyone's expecting it when you're down to your maybe last possession and you desperately need a touchdown and you have a few seconds left. But doing it in the first half when no one's thinking about it, that could have worked if it was dialed up the right way.
Well, I mean, if the pitch was better, it looked like there was some room. But that's the thing is, if the pitch isn't good, then it's on the ground and welcome to fumble city.
Yeah, come on.
So I have your Pro Bowl thing.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
This is how Huntley got to the Pro Bowl.
Okay, so Tyler Huntley is in the Pro Bowl. No one really understands why other than nobody wants to be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, so the three original quarterbacks, you named three QBs. So you had Pat Mahomes, can't go, obviously, Super Bowl, Joe Burrow, and... Josh Allen. Yeah. Allen's hurt with the elbow.
Okay.
Mahomes is playing, and Joe Burrow just said no.
Okay. There you go. So who's fourth?
The alternatives were Tua, who's maybe dead right now.
Dead. Okay.
He can't do it. Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor
Lawrence. He's going.
He's going.
So that's five.
Lamar Jackson.
Six. He's out.
He's out. And then in comes Huntley. So Justin Herbert would have gone, but Justin Herbert just had shoulder surgery.
He's out. So that's seven.
So he's out.
So now we're on eight.
So now we're down to eight.
And
so,
and you're telling me Huntley's next?
Derek Carr is next. So,
okay,
Derek,
so that's eight.
So Derek Carr is in.
Okay.
Now we need one more quarterback.
Okay, so after that, give me all the options before you call Tyler Huntley.
Statistically speaking, these are where your options would be.
Okay.
And remember, this is voted on by the players. They vote. Russell Wilson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No one voted for Russell Wilson. That didn't work. You could have gone, if you want, with Davis Mills, who led the league in interceptions.
Wow.
Or Mac Jones. So from the voting, those are the ones below Huntley.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. Those are the only ones that get votes.
Wow, did you just make a good case for Tyler Huntley being a Pro Bowler?
It makes more sense once you lay it out that way.
Once you lay it out. So your only
option.
There's
no other AFC quarterbacks that,
not
like, that really?
Not that receive votes.
Well, okay, but... yeah, but players are dumb. Well, so what about, see, let's go to that. What about other quarterbacks that we're missing that, it's not about the voting. I mean, it is, because that's what decides. I'm just saying, like, who should they have voted for?
I don't think there's another guy. I mean, I know you can say that Huntley didn't deserve to go, but can you say that Russell Wilson deserves to go?
No, you cannot.
Definitely
I think the
not.
Best case that could be made is probably for Mac Jones, just out of him playing
he
more games.
He got benched multiple times.
I know. Bailey Zappi.
He got benched for Bailey Zappi.
I'm looking here. What about, is Tannehill hurt?
Yes, because they went to Hooker, right? They put Hooker in at quarterback?
I think Tannehill
he's out.
I think Tannehill is indeed hurt.
What about Pickett?
Yeah, lost his job too, right? To Trubisky at one point.
Nah, but he's,
no, he's back. He was back.
Well, he can't. Well, but he's a guy who
he's better than Huntley.
Pickett should have gone.
Pickett
should have gone.
There you go.
There
I found one.
You are right. Kenny Pickett should have gone, but he didn't. So somewhere, Kenny Pickett can be livid that Tyler Huntley is going to the Pro Bowl over him. But that's how bad when you get, you know, you get right
Zach
down to
Wilson.
It.
Well,
someone said Deshaun Watson. There you go.
Yeah, he was
terrible.
Huntley was better than Watson.
Deshaun Watson was terrible this year.
Terrible.
Mike White. There you go.
Mike White.
The correct answer is
Mike White.
The correct answer is Kenny Pickett.
I'm still looking at the list here. I'm scrolling. I'm still scrolling.
It's not good. Does Huntley get a bonus for making a Pro Bowl?
He probably does, doesn't he?
I just like that now in his
Do those
like,
guys get money for that?
A lot of guys have it in their contract.
Do backups get that written into their contract just in case this happens?
Probably not. And a lot of guys, honestly, they get bonuses for being all pro. And look, I know everyone's all hot and bothered about this, but trust me, in the NFL circles, no one cares about the it's about being all pro. If you get to be an all pro, that's the one that matters. The Pro Bowl, not so much.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't,
because they don't want to go there.
No.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I'm still scrolling
the case
through all the quarterbacks that played this year, and there really is no other. There's a lot of NFC guys,
yeah,
but not AFC guys.
No.
I don't know. Are there fewer injuries in the AFC or something?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It's just possible. It's just kind of.
So, who are the NFC quarterbacks for the Pro Bowl?
I'll have to look that up. I don't know off
Cooper
top of my
Rush
head.
Probably at this rate.
Well, it's no one from the 49ers. I know that. Well, and I'm assuming it would be like Brady and
that was a little
company.
Bit of a shot. You didn't. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was.
They don't have
cheap.
Anyone available.
Yeah, it was a little cheap. So Brady, Rodgers,
Brady.
Although Garoppolo might be healthy enough by the time the Pro Bowl gets here this weekend to play, and he had a nice 6-game stretch there, whatever it was.
So it should be Geno.
Geno should be on there.
He'd go, wouldn't he, if he got chosen?
This is what they got from the Pro Bowl, from the voting in the NFC. You got Jalen Hurts, who won't go.
Of course, yeah.
You got Geno Smith, who I'm thinking will go.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Ugh.
And my man, Jared Goff.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
And that's because other guys won't.
He's in for Hurts, who's playing in the Super Bowl.
But that's it, though? Like, there's no other guys that bowed out?
It doesn't appear that way, no.
Wow.
It appears that was the voting, was Hurts, Smith, Cousins, and then Hurts obviously isn't in, so the next one up would have been Goff.
And Tom's Braids is
It does not appear that he is on this list, according to...
So no Rodgers either.
This does not, according to NFL.com, that's what this says.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
That's well, it's who's going, but
it's a stupid website.
It's a little bit
well,
of a
Well, where's Rodgers? Where's Brady?
I don't know. All I'm telling you is what I'm reading.
Where's Andy Dalton?
It says in there that...
Where's Kyler?
It says that Goff is a replacement for Hurts, and
it's
doesn't...
It's Goff, not Golf.
I'm saying that. Jared Goff. I'm not saying Golf.
You can't say it.
I can. Goff. I'm not saying Golf.
You are saying Goff.
I am not.
Yes, Goff. You are.
Jared Goff.
I'm getting pissed off here.
I'm not. I'm sorry. There's no L in there.
Pissed Goff here.
I'm standing by it. I see nothing in here that says that either one of Cousins or Geno is a replacement.
Okay. Weird.
So that's all.
So they did not vote for Rodgers or Brady.
Does not appear to be that.
Players are weird.
Yeah, because I'm here with this is the original roster when they made the announcement, because this has Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. So I can scroll down to the NFC, and yes, the voting for the NFC was indeed Cousins, Hurts, Smith. So only one replacement.
Wow. Okay.
So are those fan bases just the best at voting then? Because people don't collectively think they're
it's
best players. Quarterbacks, right?
The players vote
it's
on
players.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right.
Come on.
Think of NBA. Up. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got a few more AFC championship crab dip extras.
Okay.
Talk about the Chiefs, Bengals. So we'll wrap that game up next. Here's Buck.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How do we feel about the crew, Mr. Smith?
Well, we're going to have to delay our AFC Championship crab dip leftovers because Rob's not here to heat them up.
Still in the microwave.
Well, it happens sometimes. I can't deny the allure of Motley Crue, but at the same time, can we agree that it's a crappy band?
I think so. Yeah. I think we know what they are. They are what they're a loud hair band.
Yeah, they're a better version of Poison. How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
That's where they sit.
With some truly wild band members.
Wait, yeah. Who are we talking about?
Motley Crue.
The Crew.
We're playing a little Crew coming back.
Yeah, they're better than Poison.
That's what I said. They're a better version of Poison, but it's the same thing.
Type of...
It's not a good band.
Well, no, but come on. Poison's...
It's a poor man.
I mean, I love our friend Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Bret Michaels.
Bret Michaels.
But Motley Crue is better than Poison.
Yes, but at the same time, let's not compare Motley Crue to actual real bands.
They're better than Red Hot Chili Peppers, I'll tell you that.
Boy, that's a bold statement.
So I'm looking at this Super Bowl. You know who's playing? The Eagles and the Chiefs.
I'm familiar, yes.
And it's an interesting matchup. This is tasty.
Well, I think, to me, when I look at it, you have the best roster in the NFL in Philadelphia with a quarterback who is really good. He's had a hell of a year. And then you look over at Kansas City and you would say that you have Mahomes and you have Andy Reid and you have Kelsey. Is that enough? It's not like Kansas City's a bad roster, but position group wise, there's not many wins for Kansas City. So the question is, are those three good enough
to
triumph over a superior roster in Philly?
If you look at the last two Super Bowls, the NFC will once again be looking to win with arguably the lesser quarterback in three straight, right? So you've got, I mean, it was Brady and Mahomes, but Mahomes was better than Brady.
Sure.
And Brady and, so in other words, the better roster of the NFC
won
out. Tampa Bay 2 years ago over Mahomes. Last year, of course, the Rams and Stafford over Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it's kind of the same scenario where the better roster is the Eagles, but you've got Mahomes.
Yes.
And Mahomes is even at another level now because now, so Tampa got after his ass and totally limited him in that Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Well, now, because of the way the Bengals have played Patrick Mahomes, he's the number one pocket passer in the NFL. So the Eagles, you know, as good as their defensive front is, much like the Bucks of a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. Mahomes is light years better as a pocket passer and handling pressure than he was then.
Absolutely. The thing that Philly can do that's a little bit unique, I guess it's not really unique, but it's the ultimate equalizer. Like when you look at those two Giants teams that beat New England, that beat the Patriots, Philly can generate pressure with just four. So it's one thing to be a team that can heat you up and that can bring pressure and can bring blitzes. And, you know, Cincinnati does that pretty well. And we saw that against Buffalo. They brought all kinds of different looks from the outside. They got one of the best blitzing slot corners in the league in Hilton. But Philly doesn't have to. Philly can just generate their pass rush with just their front four. And that's the thing, is that you're allowed to, you can play coverage behind that. And they have elite corners. They have arguably it's the best set of corners in the NFL because you don't have two of them. But with Gardner Johnson, they have a great slot one too. So they really do. They can throw a lot of different looks at you defensively on the back end of it because of their ability to rush four. And yeah, it does help that Mahomes has become such a great pocket quarterback, but it's still, to me, the ultimate equalizer in the NFL is that if you can apply pressure with just four, and Philly does it better than anyone in the NFL, there's no tougher defensive matchup to play. And
yeah, well, I can tell where you're leaning.
I am. I think Philadelphia wins this game.
But to me, Patrick Mahomes at this level right now is, I think you got to be careful stepping in front of him. But what I was going to say about the Chiefs, maybe the deciding factor for me is, and I wrote these down as I watched the game, they're so interesting because they're so good and they have such an all-world quarterback, but they're also so inefficient. For example, they just leave a lot out there. They play with their food. Third down or fourth down and five or less.
Yeah,
three times I counted where they threw one dumbass deep pass.
Yep.
Fourth and one, they threw it 15 yards, and third and seven, they threw a low percentage deep ball.
They're one of the
three times.
They're one of the worst short yardage teams in the NFL, believe it or not.
Because of that crap, yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Run a play for like 3 yards.
Yeah,
and it's much more. I don't know. It's just the higher percentage play. So they're inefficient in that way. The other ways that they're inefficient, at least I'm just talking about the Bengals game here, but they seem to do this every game. In one way or another, they burned two timeouts in the first quarter, and they blew all three of their first half timeouts by the middle of the second quarter. No one burns two timeouts like Andy Reid. They also, so they get the ball right, so they have a chance to really seal that game with the middle eight. The middle eight means when you get the ball before half, and you know you get the ball after the half. Mm-hmm. All right, you hear people refer to the middle eight. That means that if you get those two possessions and do something with those two possessions, like score a touchdown, you can flip the script on a football game. It's the new big thing, right? Well, they got the ball after an interception right before the two-minute warning, and they threw it three straight times since he didn't have to burn any timeouts, and they went three and out, and they punted.
And since
before the two-minute warning.
And since they was able to go down and get a field goal.
Exactly. They were lucky they only got a field goal.
Yeah.
So you've got that. The sequence at the end of the first half was basically Burrow interception, Kansas City punt, Burrow interception, Kansas City penalty. I mean, again, they were awful in the middle eight. Here's another way they're inefficient. That Patrick Mahomes fumble,
it was brutal.
That cannot happen.
No, and it damn near cost you the game.
It can't happen. They were awful on that third and 16. You cannot give up that third and 16 on that last drive by Cincinnati. Yeah. Dude, you can't allow that.
So it's to me, that's why when I look at this is.
But that's not the worst one.
Oh, there's.
I have more.
There's another.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
About the Chiefs, they're maddening because they're so good, but they leave so much out there like that. The worst one, and they won, so nobody's talking about this. I think this would be the number one subject had they lost that game. Andy Reid punted on 4th and 8 from the Cincinnati 37-yard line with 2 minutes and 36 seconds left to go in a tie game. He punted.
Was it from the 37?
Yes.
I remember it was on the other side of the 50. I don't remember it being on the 37. What was it, 4th and?
It was 4th and 8.
4th and 8.
It was long.
Yeah.
But they said that ranked in the, because you know they have all the analytics on these.
Yeah.
That ranked in the 99.9th percentile of cowardly punts since 1999.
The surrender index.
Dude.
This is why I lean towards.
So that all of that is to say I have a hard time betting against Patrick Mahomes. I also have a hard time betting against experience in the Super Bowl versus teams that aren't. At the same time, Kansas City, you know, they just aren't quite as tight.
No, Philly's a better team, which is why I think it's a fair statement to say, do you have Mahomes, Reed, Kelsey. Is that enough? And it's special.
Well, I think Mahomes might be enough.
Is it enough to beat Philadelphia? Because if we're going by position group, follow me on this. Offensive line, not even close. And not that Kansas City has a bad offensive line. Although, you know, they paid all that money to those two tackles. You know that they had the two worst pressure rates in the AFC?
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. But it's a good O-line. But Philly's O-line is the best in football. So offensive line, advantage Philadelphia. Receivers. Does anyone think that Kansas City's receivers are better than Philadelphia's? No. Running backs, Sorry, Philly wins that. So the only positions is what I said. Kelce obviously is an upgrade. Goddard's a good tight end, but Travis Kelce's a man-child. And then you have Mahomes. And it's not like Jalen Hurts is chopped liver and neither is Goddard, but that is an advantage for KC. Defensive line, not even close. And KC has a good defensive line, but it's not as good as Philly's. Linebacking core, okay, I'm interested. Neither one is great, but I'm open to that. And secondary, night and day. Philadelphia is significantly better. Special teams-wise, Kansas City, you mentioned, Kansas City doesn't have great special teams. You know, and yet they
they ranked the worst in the league.
Yet they made that big play with Sky Moore. So when you look at this, Philly is just a better roster up and down the whole thing. There's really only two positions you can say that there is a significant advantage, and that's at quarterback and tight end, and you still have good ones over on the other side of Philly. To me, it just boils down, do you believe that Andy Reid, Kelce, and Mahomes are good enough to just will them to a victory? And if you are, then you bet KC. I'm not. I'm taking the better roster.
I don't know, but I would say there's a couple things working against Philly. We know they have the better roster. We knew that. But they have the better roster over San Francisco. And if that quarterback doesn't get hurt, that's a ball game.
Sure.
And you know that was going to be a ball game. That defense of the Niners was after them.
It's nasty.
So the Eagles weren't that efficient in that Niners game either. They got really lucky, dude. They got Daniel Jones, and then they got freaking Josh Johnson and a one-armed Brock Purdy.
It's the easiest path to a Super Bowl any team's ever had.
The best team that they've beaten is certainly the Niners, but it was the Niners with a big asterisk.
Yeah.
I mean, they have not. So as a matter of fact, here, I'll throw out a stat for you. The thing about Philly is interesting. Because I saw one of the gambling guys that I followed did this, and it's not a gambling guy, it's a radio guy, Mitch Moss Radio, and he put this out, and he put out the strength of schedule difference between each Super Bowl team since 2004, and the team with the strength of schedule that is at least 10 spots higher than their opponent has gone 10-2. One of the losses was the Falcons blowing a 28-3 lead. So you could argue 11-1, but 10-2 is the number.
Sure.
Well, you care to guess what the strength of schedule difference is this year?
What is it?
The Eagles' strength of schedule is 31st. The Chiefs 16.
Interesting.
So 10. So that falls into that category of 10 or more spots higher. It's definitely the Chiefs. So of course Philly has the better roster. But that doesn't mean that the Chiefs don't have a good enough roster to win the game, because if you look at the stats, line, the line is 1 or 1.5,
well,
right?
They both won.
Like, they have this game as a total toss-up.
And they won 14, both won 14 games, and you're right, one won the 14 games in a much tougher conference than...
So what does that tell you? Like, that tells me that the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid experience factor, that's a big factor.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome. I was just wanting to point out that Kansas City, if you're a Kansas City fan, and some of it is their youth, some of it is just Andy Reid teams.
they
find ways to blow it.
You get white hair.
You do.
And yet they pull a Josh Allen, you know.
But they win.
They win. They're like, hey, don't worry, we got this, however it was 17 seconds against Josh Allen and the Bills. Oh, we got this.
Right, whereas if I'm I look at the Bengals and I go, man, they just are tough. They do not make a lot of mistakes. They're not as dynamic as Kansas City, but they just are so well coached, and they made a few key mistakes to lose the game. So it's not like they don't make mistakes at times. It's just... to a degree of like 5-1 in Kansas City in terms of mistakes.
Yep.
But then they just...
15 covers
Then it's 3rd and 15, and you're like, oh my God, they've put themselves in such a hole, and Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown to Valdez-Scantling. And it's just like...
He's the ultimate paintbrush or bark dust. He covers up a lot of your flaws.
Well, anyway, that's going to wrap up our AFC Championship Crab Dip Extra. I have nothing left in the notes from the AFC Championship game. Do you? You don't take notes.
No.
Hey, speaking of Travis Kelce, there he is at the KU game.
Yeah, yeah, he's at the KU game. By the way,
why is he at the KU game?
Well, he's Kansas City.
Oh, duh.
Hello.
I was like,
oh, look at him, give him the standing.
What was more odd was
there. He is.
Jalen Hurts was at the Syracuse game yesterday.
Was he?
And that's in New York, and he's in Philly. Well, is Philly close to Syracuse?
Well, Philly's close.
It's not far.
Philly's close to New York, so
let's.
Yeah,
let's,
well, I know that, but I didn't expect to see Jalen Hurts popping up. I mean, he has no connection to the Orangemen, as far as I know.
Well, but Kansas City to Lawrence, that's not a hop, skip, and a jump.
No,
a little bit of a
drive? Not.
Oh, it's 30 minutes.
Oh, it's only 30?
Yeah.
I thought it was a little longer.
Yeah, no,
now.
It's not. I mean, maybe a little bit, depending on what part of town he's in. 13 Philadelphia to Syracuse, 13 minutes. No, I had no idea. That's not right.
That would make a whole lot more sense.
No. Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am kidding you. Hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. I just
go with the old man. I don't think I've even heard that one. I know that little it's childhood ditty, but I don't think I know it as an old gray mare.
It's from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
That's an Abe Simpson special there. As Rob feverishly touches the screen trying to figure out the.
I'm on Google Maps, bro. Hold on.
Lincoln Financial Field.
There it is right there. Okay.
The link to the carrier dome.
That's a 4-hour drive. So that is interesting. Why is he up there?
I don't know. Maybe he's got a gal up in Syracuse. Doing? I don't know. And something tells me he didn't drive. There's probably a
jet involved.
There's a jet involved.
That's true. Can we talk about
Hurts doesn't have a lot of dough, man. He's not a first round pick. He's on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
True.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's like, coming.
Yeah. Relative speaking, Jalen Hurts is not. He's balling on a budget right now.
Yeah. So I guess that was his entertainment option.
I guess.
Cheap Syracuse basketball tickets.
I can think of a better use of my time than going to Syracuse, but all right.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know. Open Seggy next on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Yeah, well, we have to break, but did you see Damar Hamlin released a video over the weekend?
I did. Not dead, Damar Hamlin. He's been He's been pretty active on social media.
Yeah, he released a video, and it was it's about 6 minutes. It's him thanking everybody. There's a lot of people to thank.
Yes,
there is. A lot of people saved his life and helped him out, and
he's got a new partnership with the American Heart Association.
Yeah, which is great, and he seems like a really nice guy.
By all accounts, you always got to be. I guess you don't have to be, but I'm always a little. Anytime something happens to someone, they're always the best human being in the world, right? It's like anytime someone dies or goes missing, they light up the world. Everyone, like, no one ever is like, yeah, he's missing. But at the same time, look, he's kind of a bad dude. Just FYI, like, no one really cares. But you really do get the sense that with Damar Hamlin, like, it's legit. Like, anyone that's ever come in contact with that guy says he's like the best guy in the world. He's just this amazing human being. And so it's cool that he's using this to help out other people. So one, he got like $4 or $5 million for his toy drive charity. And he said he's going to actually use that to partner with some other people. It's not all going to go to toys. And now he's doing a thing with the American Heart Association. He's going to do like a challenge where you challenge 3 friends and, you know, you donate and you go online and you watch and learn how to do CPR, and he's trying to raise awareness and funds for that.
Well, I found it ironic that he was saying that he believes God was using him as a vessel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had the thought that that's as cuckoo as the conspiracy bros, saying he's dead. So I think we're all even here.
You are not a fan of God killing someone only to bring them back.
Using him as a vessel.
Yeah.
Well, now, whatever works for you.
Let me ask you this, Isaac. You remember when we did the ALS ice bucket challenge and everyone was supposed to tag somebody to move it forward?
Correct.
So Damar Hamlin started this 3 for Heart challenge,
yeah,
and he tagged 3 celebs. If you were him, who would you be tagging to try to get the most possible noise on your new challenge?
And he said they were the 3 goats.
Oh, my.
He went big.
He swung big.
Two of them, I see. The other one, I wasn't quite certain where that goat came from, but okay.
Now, are they sports goats?
Two are sports two goats, are sports one is goat, not.
One is not.
So, Michael Jordan?
No.
Okay. Close.
Think about his age. He wouldn't
so younger?
He wouldn't think Jordan is the goat. He's
LeBroni. LeBron.
There's one.
Yeah.
LeBroni.
Yeah.
Steph?
No.
No.
No. It's football.
Well, you're probably going with Tom's Braids.
There Tom's Braids. That those are the two football bros.
You'll
and then the
you'll,
third
two sports bros, I mean.
You're never getting the other one.
So he claims this person is a goat.
Claims this person is a goat. It's a female. Oh. Non-sports. I'll even give you that, and you're still not going to get it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a hint that's not going to give it away. I don't really have
is
one.
Is it Oprah?
No.
Well, you know what? That's
where I thought you would go, because I said female, non-sports.
Oprah's a female, right?
Yes.
But you are heading in the right direction, I believe.
All right.
yeah, exactly.
Joy Behar.
Nope. She did do an arena tour, which I'm still not
Madonna.
No, I'm still not certain what the arena tour was, but
Rihanna,
the floatest goat, Michelle Obama.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I was pretty close. I mean, kind of.
I guess
Oprah's black.
I was just thinking influential black woman, and that's you know.
Wow, LeBron, Tom Brady, and Michelle Obama. I love that.
Yeah,
good for him.
I'm still to this day trying to figure out what Michelle Obama did on tour, like. She tours.
She played
tours. Like
Michelle Obama. Yeah. She's a speaker.
Was it a speaking tour? Or was it an entertaining tour?
What do you think she's doing? Playing guitar?
Fist bumping people?
So like 18,000 people showed up? And
yes, women love her.
You just listened
to
her.
My God, oh. Dude. She's probably one of the best. If you looked up the top speaking fees.
It's not. Oh,
of the last year or two,
Michelle Obama.
Oh, I bet you she's pretty high.
Well, something. You're raking it in. Well, now she's being tagged by DeMar Hamlin. Which, by the way, if you're looking for,
so
reach,
you can't deny DeMar Hamlin.
No, that's a good. Yeah, they're going to have to do it now. Watch Tom Brady be like, I got better things to do.
You know. Totally blow him off.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that Michelle Obama would then just tag her husband. It's a pretty big reach between the two of those.
Yeah, well, I saw that Barack Obama, I think, has the most followers on Twitter of any human being alive.
Now, the best one would be if Michelle tags Obama and then Obama tags Trump. There you go.
Well, Trump wouldn't do it. He doesn't care.
You kind of have to, right?
I don't think you do, if you're him.
I want to see what happens.
Yeah, you're right. Obama number one, Elon number two, the Biebs number three, then Katy Perry and Cristiano Ronaldo.
The Biebs.
Well, just get ready, because eventually this is going to trickle down where no one's going to learn the CPR and no one's going to donate to the American Heart Association, but every dumbass will go ahead and tag themselves and tag other people so they can do the little heart thing.
So are we actually going to lose lives over this?
It's possible. Like, there's going to be a lot of people doing this and thinking it's great, but not actually learning CPR or donating or anything like that.
Right. All right. Club is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.